Extra Test, Part 2. Now turn to Part 2. You will hear a professional handwriting analyst explaining the meaning of doodles. For questions 7 to 14, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds to look at Part 2. Stuck somewhere, waiting or listening with a pen in your hand? The chances are you'll start doodling. And what you choose to doodle will reveal volumes about your personality and mood. We tend to doodle when we're bored or stressed. Because of this, we're usually only half conscious of what we're drawing, which means our inner preoccupations surface on paper. Many of us end up drawing the same things. Stars, flowers, boxes, and arrows frequently crop up. Common symbols of aspirations and feelings. Emotional people, who want harmony and crave affection, tend to use rounded shapes and curved lines. Down-to-earth practical types tend to use straight lines and squares. Determined people will use corners, zigzags, and triangles, while more hesitant types use light, sketchy strokes. A large doodle shows a person is confident and outgoing, while a small one suggests the person prefers to observe rather than participate. The expression on a doodled face is often a good indication of the mood or character of the person who has drawn it. A nicely drawn, good-looking face suggests you see the good in others. If you sketch weird or ugly faces, you are probably mistrustful. Comic faces demonstrate a desire to be the centre of attention. Childlike doodles of faces suggests neediness. Profiles indicate you're an introvert. The black and white checkerboard doodle suggests patience and persistence. Perhaps you are weighing up various options regarding a tricky situation. It's also the favourite doodle of people who are prone to mood swings. Soft, rounded petals around a circular flower centre suggest an amiable, family-centric person. If the centre of your flower is a circle, but your petals are pointy, you are probably hiding a warm heart behind a prickly defensiveness. If you doodle a bunch of perky-looking flowers, you're likely to be sociable. Drooping flower heads, on the other hand, indicate you're burdened by worry. Flighty and romantic, fluttering butterflies, birds, and bees suggest you don't want to be tied down or landed with difficult tasks or problems. Busy, highly detailed doodles are often drawn by people with an obsessive nature who simply will not let go of their ambitions or loved ones. This type of drawing is often a favourite with extreme introverts. Symbols of ambition and a willingness to work your way methodically up the ladder in life, drawings of stairs and ladders, also often indicate you have an important long-term task in hand. They can represent a spiritual quest too, perhaps a desire to be happier or more relaxed. A determined person with a specific goal in mind will draw arrows, subconsciously aiming at his or her target. If the arrow is sharp and angular, the target probably is something important. Perhaps a person who needs to be confronted or a job that needs to be applied for. If it is more fluid and decorated, it's likely to be the target is an affair of the heart or something the doodler feels passionate about. Doodling any form of transport often indicates a desire to escape from a situation. A neat drawing of a house suggests a secure home life. A more messy-looking sketch, especially one without windows, indicates unhappiness with your home life. A house pictured on its own, on top of a hill, suggests you're feeling isolated and lonely. This can symbolise a feeling of being trapped, or the desire to entice someone into a particular relationship or situation. So doodles are simple drawings that can have concrete representational meaning, or may just be composed of random and abstract lines, generally without ever lifting the drawing device off the paper, in which case it is usually called a scribble. Now you'll hear part two again. Stuck somewhere? Waiting or listening with a pen in your hand? The chances are you'll start doodling. And what you choose to doodle will reveal volumes about your personality and mood. We tend to doodle when we're bored or stressed. Because of this, we're usually only half conscious of what we're drawing, which means our inner preoccupations surface on paper. Many of us end up drawing the same things. Stars, flowers, boxes, and arrows frequently crop up. Common symbols of aspirations and feelings. Emotional people, who want harmony and crave affection, tend to use rounded shapes and curved lines. Down-to-earth practical types tend to use straight lines and squares. Determined people will use corners, zigzags and triangles, while more hesitant types use light, sketchy strokes. A large doodle shows a person is confident and outgoing, while a small one suggests the person prefers to observe rather than participate. The expression on a doodled face is often a good indication of the mood or character of the person who has drawn it. A nicely drawn, good-looking face suggests you see the good in others. If you sketch weird or ugly faces, you are probably mistrustful. Comic faces demonstrate a desire to be the centre of attention. Childlike doodles of faces suggests neediness. Profiles indicate you're an introvert. The black and white checkerboard doodle suggests patience and persistence. Perhaps you are weighing up various options regarding a tricky situation. It's also the favourite doodle of people who are prone to mood swings. Soft, rounded petals around a circular flower centre suggest an amiable, family-centric person. If the centre of your flower is a circle, but your petals are pointy, you are probably hiding a warm heart behind a prickly defensiveness. If you doodle a bunch of perky-looking flowers, you're likely to be sociable. Drooping flower heads, on the other hand, indicate you're burdened by worry. Flighty and romantic, fluttering butterflies, birds and bees suggest you don't want to be tied down or landed with difficult tasks or problems. Busy, highly detailed doodles are often drawn by people with an obsessive nature who simply will not let go of their ambitions or loved ones. This type of drawing is often a favourite with extreme introverts. Symbols of ambition and a willingness to work your way methodically up the ladder in life, drawings of stairs and ladders, also often indicate you have an important long-term task in hand. They can represent a spiritual quest too, perhaps a desire to be happier or more relaxed. A determined person with a specific goal in mind will draw arrows, subconsciously aiming at his or her target. If the arrow is sharp and angular, the target probably is something important, perhaps a person who needs to be confronted or a job that needs to be applied for. If it is more fluid and decorated, it's likely to be the target is an affair of the heart or something the doodler feels passionate about. Doodling any form of transport often indicates a desire to escape from a situation. A neat drawing of a house suggests a secure home life. A more messy-looking sketch, especially one without windows, indicates unhappiness with your home life. A house pictured on its own, on top of a hill, suggests you're feeling isolated and lonely. This can symbolise a feeling of being trapped, or the desire to entice someone into a particular relationship or situation. So doodles are simple drawings that can have concrete representational meaning or may just be composed of random and abstract lines, generally without ever lifting the drawing device off the paper, in which case it is usually called a scribble. That's the end of part 2.